A Prairie Home Companion is made possible by Pillsbury Grand Cinnamon Rolls, offering your family the fresh baked aroma and taste of Cinnabon cinnamon. You can find them in your grocer's refrigerated section. Pillsbury Grand Cinnamon Rolls, making Sundays even sweeter.
Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out on the edge of the prairie. What a beautiful time of year. That's a full moon up there. If you look up off to its eye, that's the full corn moon up there. And we're bringing in the last of the sweet corn crop. Corn gluttons are eating dozens of ears at one sitting, off in secret places, going off by themselves, boiling corn, slathering it with butter and salt. That full moon gives you permission to do just about anything you want to do. Not that you should take it to excess, but since you're Minnesotans, you know that you won't anyway, so you can just sort of loosen up just a little bit. It's been a wonderful summer. It's been a little cool and dry, of course, so the raspberries and the blackberries have not been what they ought to be, but the sweet corn has come in full and rich and beautiful. Temperatures in the 70s here during the day and 50s at night. But as I can see, looking at this crowd here outdoors at the grandstand, cool weather is what brings us together. You see people putting their arms around people they maybe hadn't considered putting their arms around before. And in the dark here, it's hard to tell just who is who. So it's an extraordinary degree of physical intimacy for an audience made up of as many Lutherans as are here. Quite an achievement on their part. We had a faith healer who came up from Tampa, Florida, I remember, when I was a child, who thought that he could cure us of the chill of winter through our faith. And he came up in time for Halloween and proceeded to work, went from one house to the other, spoke in tongues, which many people mistook for Norwegian, and tied fishing line around their wrists, and there was stuff with powder and so on, and he read to them from Scripture, and yet it got colder and colder, and people put on warm clothing. He thought that their faith ought to keep them warm. And then finally we got into November and a serious chill, and he lost his faith. He was unable to justify the existence of a loving God with winter in Minnesota. The two things just did not go together, and so we had to put him on a train and go back to Florida. We had to put a fat woman on either side of him to keep him warm. And that was the end of his faith healing career. He went down there and he learned how to deal a deck of cards so as to put the cards that were useful to him in a place where he could find them. And he earned a good deal of money playing cards, and he had all sorts of women to keep him warm. And the last I heard, he'd been elected to Congress. So that's what happened to him. You have all these beautiful cattails in the ditches, and the beautiful, beautiful, subtle colors of fall. The black-eyed Susans are plentiful. Black-eyed Susans, which were the flower at the wedding this last week of Susan Anderson, who came back home to get married. It was her obligation. She is her mother's only daughter. And so this was her mother's only chance to put on a wedding. But Susan made the stipulation that there was to be nothing Lutheran take place at this wedding. There was to be no prayer, no hymns, and no sermon whatsoever, and no reference to Scripture. So it was held out in the Anderson's backyard in Lake Wobegon, a yard that had never been designed for an outdoor wedding, and where, until recently, a large yellow Labrador lived in a dog run, who had marked this piece of ground extensively. And on a warm day, it was impossible to be out there and not think about this dog. But we were there for Mrs. Anderson. This was as much her wedding as her daughter's. Her daughter Susan married somebody named Brent from California, who came with his parents. Interesting people. They go to some kind of a drive-in church in San Bernardino, where you drive up and you listen to the sermon and all over a little speaker that you hang on the window of your car, and then there comes a point in the service where a little door raises up, and there's the wine and the bread are inside a little compartment. And you partake, and you slip your contribution in there, and then you drive away. Interesting people, one very nice people, oddly dressed, wore black to a wedding. We weren't sure why. Wore trousers with elastic around the ankles. What that was for, we weren't sure. To keep something in or keep it out, we didn't know. But we'd never been to a wedding in somebody's backyard in Lake Wobegon before. There were 150 folding chairs set out there, and they had a grape arbor where the doghouse used to be. Now, wasn't that symbolic? And the bride and the groom, they processed in to a friend of the bride's who was singing a song about love opening up the door to freedom, which is not how we see it, but it was her wedding, so she had her own music there. And they came in barefoot, and they walked down front, and the justice of the peace had been brought in. The sky was threatening through this whole ceremony, and Mrs. Anderson was just having a fit. She was having her friends prepare the lunch in the garage, and will be served on card tables out in the driveway, cutting the crusts off the little ham salad sandwiches and so forth. And she was just praying that she actually was praying that the storm would hold off. The singer came out to sing a song, she said, from the Scottish. And somehow the use of that phrase, from the Scottish, triggered something in the Lutherans who were there, who, as a reflex, when they hear the line, pray the prayer as our Lord taught us, say the Lord's Prayer. And so everybody just automatically said the Lord's Prayer, just sprang out of them. They said it, and that they not be led into temptation and be delivered from evil and so forth. And then they asked that we all stand up and hold hands. We had just taken seats where we wanted to sit, and we weren't necessarily standing next to people we were anxious to hold hands with. But we did anyway, for Mrs. Anderson's sake, and they read their vows, which were extensive, more like term papers. Went on and on and on. But as we say in Lake Wobegon, it could have been a lot worse. Pastor Enquist did not mind at all that he was not asked to officiate at this wedding. He'd had a week of it, having to give a sermon to his Lutheran church on the ELCA and their vote this couple weeks ago by 2/3 majority, 66.1 percent to 33.9%, to allow people who are in a same-sex relationship to accept a call to the ministry, provided that their underwear is clean. The clean underwear provision is in there now for all Lutheran ministers, so anytime you wish to check, you just say the word. Now, if you expect me to comment on this, you're crazy. I'm not going to comment on this whatsoever. I have been to many churches and heard many preachers, and I've heard many preachers whose calling I had to doubt. And I expect to hear more of them in the future. So I believe we'll just leave that with the Lord entirely, who he wishes to call to the pulpit and whoever wishes to accept it. And so we'll just leave that right there. Pastor Enquist made the mistake of trying to write a sort of a moderate sermon and take a moderate position, for which, of course, there is no reward whatsoever. You simply are looked down upon by people on both sides as being spineless and cowardly. So he suffered from that sermon. He went off by himself for a few days of solitude at the family lake cabin and went to work there in this cabin, which is like a museum, like an interpretive center of the Enquist family. Raccoons had been chewing on linoleum. They'd gotten in and chewed off a whole corner of it there in the kitchen underneath the sink. So he went to work with a linoleum knife and slicing away chewed up linoleum. He was perspiring. It was hard work. And he reached up to wipe the sweat from his brow, and he felt the blade of the linoleum knife in his hand just graze underneath his right eye. And he had to sit down in a chair and put his head down between his knees for just a moment, because he'd had a vision there of the linoleum life sinking deep into his eyeball and falling down on the linoleum and bleeding to death as the family next door played the game of volleyball and could not hear his increasingly weak whimpers of pain, crying for help, and his body put into a coffin in a suit that he'd never liked at all, and being brought into the church up this aisle past people who'd given him such a hard time. He could see this all much too clearly, and compared to all of that, the question of the call to the ministry took on somewhat less importance. It's a beautiful time of year in Lake Wobegon. We wouldn't necessarily think of being married at this time of year. It's sort of the time to move on to other things. Children are getting all excited. School is about to start. People getting the last of summer in and living hard this last weekend under this full corn moon. People off shopping for their children. Children going off with antibacterial gels now. We never used to have that in school. So many things we didn't have back then. Little backpacks and all of that gym equipment and all of the things that children have. I grew up in an age of child neglect, when you were raised to a certain height and then you were pushed out the door and you were raised by other children and you were sent off to school and told to do what the teacher said, and that was the extent of it. And if there was a problem, it would be your problem and not the school's problem. You were not to think that you were somebody. You were not. You were just a little kid. You were scared. You're just like a little rabbit going off to school. We just accepted everything that happened whatsoever. I had a school bus driver who terrified me for years. Jimmy, our school bus driver, he had long black hair and swept back on the side, and we'd get on his school bus and ride into school, and we could smell the coffee in his cup, and we could smell the flavoring from the glass flask that he took from underneath the driver's seat. He smoked a cigarette, a pell-mell cigarette, as he drove his school bus, and held the coffee cup in one hand and the cigarette in the other, and held the flavoring between his knees and steered with his knees even on into December and January on ice-slick roads. He drove fast, drinking the flavoring and then the coffee and then mostly the flavoring. Listening to rock and roll on the radio, you shake my nerves, you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. We never dared complain about this. He looked up at us in the mirror, the big mirror over the windshield, and he said, "Any of you tell, I'm going to know who it was. I'll come get you. I'll come get you. No matter where you can't get away from me." One day he passed a hat. He passed a hat. He said, "I've got a lot of expenses that the school board doesn't cover. Whatever you can give." We put our lunch money in. We just thought we should do this. We were just children. We just accepted the world as it was given to us, terrified, still terrified. Except at this time of year, looking up at that corn moon, feel at home in this beautiful world of black-eyed Susans and cattails and some raspberries and blackberries and sweet corn coming in. It's time to go for one last walk and smell the smells of fall and the smell of leaves and the smell of horses and smoke and old leather, smell of Minnesota. And if you go for a walk on a night like tonight, you walk out beyond the lights of town, you are going to hear loons out there. You're going to hear loons. They say that there are only two loons, that just one couple per lake, but I've seen lakes where there were hundreds, thousands of loons. Worth taking a walk for. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good looking, and all the children are above average.
A Prairie Home Companion is made possible by Pillsbury Grand Cinnamon Rolls. offering your family the fresh-baked aroma and taste of Cinnabon Cinnamon. You can find them in your grocer's refrigerated section. Pillsbury Grand Cinnamon Rolls, making Sundays even sweeter.